Far and wide.
Across the land.
Welcome to
Queen Talk.
Starring
Adrian Stojanovski
and Kaya Pappas.
A podcast by the Queens.
For the Queens.
Excuse me, are you a jealous person?
Excuse me, answer the question now.
Are you a jealous person?
Jealous?
Or
I think
or
you're
not?
Getting jealous right
I
now.
Think you're jealous. In case you didn't realise,
this week's episode
is Are you a jealous person? Because we're back with the reflection time.
Purr,
we're killing it. Okay, I'm really excited. We just thought we'd kick this topic off with a quick dictionary definition of what jealous is.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, a feeling or showing an envious resentment of someone or their achievements, possessions, or perceived advantages. And under that, it also says the same thing, but it says feeling or showing a resentful suspicion that one's partner is attracted to or involved with someone else.
Ooh.
So I think they're both... This, like, both jealousy and like to different extents of different things.
Mm.
So I guess they're both important.
I think that sums it up pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And I couldn't really say it differently.
Mm. That's literally what I would say if I described it.
Yeah.
So do you think you're a jealous person?
I think at times, yes.
Yeah, depending on what it is.
Depending on what it is. And I think depending on how I feel about that certain thing at that time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like what I want or what my goal is or whatever and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that my jealousy goes out of control, however. Like, I think I'm self-aware of it.
Mm.
And I'm not going to be like, I'm jealous or I'm tearing you down. Like,
yeah.
I'll always be like, oh, like, good for you. Like, good on you kind of thing.
Yeah, that's fair. Personally... since meeting my family friend, she told me that, like, being jealous is a really bad thing, which everyone has their own opinions on that. And I see what she means because jealousy is often what comes between people a lot of the time.
Yeah.
That's literally what causes most fights. So, and since that, and since I had this huge fallout with one of my friends and it was over jealousy, I have really, like, checked myself and been like, okay.
Check yourself.
I don't get jealous often.
Mm.
It's really hard to make me jealous. What I do get jealous of, which is like rare, is like when someone I know meets like a celebrity that I like.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm like,
right.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not like, oh, you don't deserve
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, I wish I was with you. Or like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
wish I could. But then in saying that, I also think to myself, like, well, the celebrities that I've met that other
yeah,
people want
right.
to, and I know I'll have my moments.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not a very jealous person.
Yeah. I think as, like, human beings and our nature of emotions, we all have some degree of jealousy.
Yeah.
And we all will be at some point.
Yeah.
It just depends. Like, I think there's different types of jealousy.
Yeah.
And I think that type over, like, meeting a celebrity is, like, I don't know what the word is, like, non-malicious.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't attack anyone or anything.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, if you're jealous over... someone you're seeing someone else or whatever,
yeah.
that's when things can turn nasty. Obviously, like, this could as well, depending on how
yeah,
you
no.
took it. But I doubt you're going to be like, I hate you for meeting,
yeah.
like, that celebrity.
No, I just sit there and go, like, oh, I wish I did.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
then
yeah.
But then when I say it, I'm like, hang on. Like, I've met people
yeah.
and I'll have my moment.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's one of the really big things that I've grown with is I just don't really get jealous anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember the last time I was jealous of someone.
Yeah.
Because I'm like... people should be jealous of me.
What about, I was about to say, what about when people are jealous of you? How do you handle or take that?
I get so annoyed.
Really?
Because I'm like, why are you jealous for?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People should be, but like.
But if you are,
no,
don't.
Because, no, like, if you're just jealous of me and like, don't start a fight with me about it, like, I don't really care. Like, but like, I hate people that are, like, jealous and it causes fights. And it's, like,
yeah.
clearly the reason
yeah.
that you're being this aggressive is because you're jealous of this that I have or this that I am or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of the time I get along with people super well.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people don't like that. That's what a lot of my fights have been caused over with people is because I get close with other people's friends or whatever and
yeah.
people get jealous.
Yeah.
And this has not happened once. This has happened
multiple
times to me
yeah.
because I'm just a all round like friendly gal and like people get triggered and like, I'm sorry, but
yeah.
like that annoys me when I'm like, I'm not stealing your friend.
Mm.
We can all be friends.
Yes. Which I guess like, yeah, it comes down to them not changing their ways,
yeah.
but like being more open to realizing that not everyone's going to be the same and whatever.
Yeah.
But I think also there's like a part that, not that it becomes your responsibility to then not make them jealous, but be like, hang on a minute, like, that's not fair on me because it's just the way that I am. And like, you're more than welcome to be included in whatever it is. Like in that situation, I get like, if it's something that you have, you can't just be like, yeah, you can have it too and like give it to them. But yeah, I think it, most of the time it's resolved with conversation.
But, like, it doesn't.
It's hard to resolve.
It's hard to resolve because think, you can't help how you feel.
Yeah.
But then you can't also say to someone else, well, you shouldn't have that, or you shouldn't be friends with this person, or you should trust me because, like, they can't just change their mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, then maybe it's, like, about the person who is jealous.
They need to reflect. Figuring
out why they're jealous.
Yeah.
And then being like, okay, well, what do I have to do to fix this? Like, is there something that I have to get, or do I have to improve on something, or can I get this right now, or do I not need it? Like, am I just like making it bigger than what it is?
Yeah,
that's what I think.
I think so. It's like if you had like my dream car, let's imagine.
Yeah.
Like, and then I was like, I can't believe you got that when you know how I wanted it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't exactly say that. Like, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So I'd have to sit there and be like, all right, well, I might get it. So like, relax.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like. Yeah, but we'll talk more about ourselves, but we'll talk about you guys' response first. So when Adrian asked on his story if people were jealous.
61% said no and 39% said yes.
I don't believe the 61%.
I was going to say, that's higher than I thought it was going to be for not being jealous. Like, I guess it depends how you take it. Like, you could take it as, no, I'm not jealous all the time, instead of like, no, I've never been jealous. Because I think everyone's been jealous at some point.
Everyone has been jealous from something. That's true. But like, personally, I don't feel like I get jealous very easily. I don't remember last time I was. But like, I think I voted no for that.
Yeah.
But like...
Also, how did that many people say no?
But like, I wouldn't say I never have in my life.
Yeah.
But I don't think anymore that I'm a jealous person. But like... I don't think that's very common.
Mm.
I don't know many other people that don't get jealous.
Yeah.
I don't think I know anyone else that doesn't get jealous.
Yeah.
So, like, I think I'm one of a kind. Nah, jokes. But, yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're your fans anyway, so.
Different crowd. They're just built differently.
Yeah, like, yeah, but, yeah, I think that's a lot higher for the no's than I thought.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't expect that.
Yeah, then we're asking, what is it that does make those people jealous, the 39% of people? I already agree with the first one for me, is FOMO. Mm. And I don't even know why. I'm like, it's so dumb because I could have just gone like half of the time. And I'm like, no. And then I'm like, oh, I should have gone. And maybe that's not jealousy. Maybe that's just like fear of missing it. Well, that's what it stands for.
That's actually... Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I get what they're saying. Like, I get how that can make people jealous. I guess it's like... I think what I'm taking this as is like...
Something just say there's a party. When they're out.
No, just say there's like a party.
Yeah.
And like, I don't invite you, but I invite everyone else.
Okay, yeah. I guess if you're invited and you choose not to go, that's your own fault.
Yeah, but if not invited at all...
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make me jealous. That makes me more annoyed. I'm like, why wasn't I invited?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to know. Like, I don't want to be there. Just tell me why I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
The next one was boys.
Don't want to put myself on a pedestal.
Here we go.
I don't want to name names. But I think this is quite common. I don't know, maybe with everyone. But... with the gay community, that there's a lot of jealousy with partners. And
I think that's common with everyone.
Yeah, even like, you know, that's literally if someone's interested in someone, maybe this is just my point of view, but you're not together.
Yeah.
So you're still allowed to...
No, I agree with
like,
that.
Like, consider other options. Doesn't mean you're going to act on them or anything until you become exclusive. That's what I think. So I think, although I understand why they would be jealous because they want to be with you, unless you've had that conversation of, yes, we're exclusive, yes, we're together... It's a bit unfair on that person to make them feel guilty for something that
But people, people get jealous even if you're in a relationship.
Yeah, true.
Some people are like, oh, you're talking to another guy or talking to another girl. Like, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Because I know...
It's like the whole, if you have a boyfriend, like if you're a girl that has a boyfriend, you can't be friends with other boys.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, going into my relationship with Jack, I literally said to him, I go, listen, I get along with guys very well and I have a lot of male friends. Warning you before we start dating, I'm not cutting any of them off.
Yeah.
Because why would I cut them off for a guy? Sorry. Yeah. And same with guys. They shouldn't have to cut off their female friends before dating a girl. Like, I know a lot of people disagree with that, but I think your friend is your friend. Mm. Like, obviously, people's excuses, but, like, you can't say that you haven't thought about doing things with them.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just a natural human thought that might go through your head, but that doesn't mean that you actually want to.
Yeah.
Or you will, yeah. It just, like, happens.
Mm.
And, like, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a subconscious thing. Like, everyone has thought about that. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with that. And, like, when people get jealous because you're talking to that person, it doesn't mean that you like them. Like, there's been plenty of occasions. I remember, I said this in another one, where these people... were telling my boyfriend that I was cheating on him with another guy because they were jealous that I was out with him and they weren't invited. Yeah. So that's, you know what I mean? Like,
just be a better person.
Yeah. Or just like, I know it's, you can't really say like trust people because, you know, but like, I think this is a bit hard. Like, you can't force someone to stop being jealous.
Yeah.
But, like...
That's... Yeah.
This is the thing. You can't... If you're a jealous person, I feel like it's hard to stop being jealous, but it's not hard to stop how you react. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So, like, I can be jealous privately and not tell anyone, or I can be jealous to your face and be like, why are you talking to that person?
Yeah.
Like,
And then I guess if they don't show it, it just, like, builds up inside them. But then they have to figure out how to handle that.
Mm.
And it's not something that you can just be like, okay, actually, I'm not jealous of it anymore. It just takes, I think it takes time to think about and reflect on. And
I don't think you should push your jealousy onto anyone else because that's a personal problem. That's a you problem. That's a personal
problem. I think that's when it becomes unfair and then it's,
yeah.
It gets annoying for the person who that person is jealous of.
Yeah. Okay, the next one.
Seeing other people achieve things that I can do but lack motivation. This is a hard one because I don't want to say I don't agree with it, but...
Sorry, whoever wrote it.
But if you can do it and you're seeing someone else do it, but you can also do it, you're just being lazy.
Yeah. Like,
do
it. I agree with that.
And I get some, like, you know, you'll have points where you have a creative block, or you don't feel like doing it, or you're, you know, just not feeling up to it. But it's up to you to set that routine to get yourself back into it because at the end of the day... No one else is going to do it for you.
Yeah, literally. Pro, you killed that. You actually really killed that. But yeah, no, I agree with that. Like, if that's just your lack of motivation, you can't, especially then, can't show that you're jealous. Like, imagine you were like, I don't know, making candles and like or getting like money.
Makeup stuff, I guess. Like, I see other people who do these like insane looks and I'm like, oh... That's not jealousy. It's kind of like, I wish I could do that. But I'm like, oh, hang on a minute. Like, I know if I apply myself.
But you wouldn't go message them and be like, why are you doing that?
Yeah,
like, that's
exactly
what I mean. Like, especially for that one, you can't throw that onto anyone else.
Because it's a you thing.
Yeah, like, it's, that's literally you're like, you you're not doing, you're not trying. That's your fault.
Apply yourself.
Okay, the last one on the page, there wasn't very many submissions, but like, it's fine. The last one on the page says, nothing, because I'm so amazing, stunning, beautiful, slim, thick, incredible, legendary. That gave me Lady Gaga vibes. You know that video?
Yeah.
What did she say? Incredible.
Yeah,
stunning.
Yeah,
that it literally... Did. And whoever this is, you are.
10 stars.
Literally 20 out of 10. You literally killed that. That's literally like purr.
And I think this is obviously the other side of like, no, I'm not a jealous person because... They just realize that they can do anything that they want if they apply themselves.
And this is like not necessarily with looks, but for who I am, that's how I feel.
Mm.
I'm confident with who I am.
Yeah.
And if other people don't like me, I don't care.
That's a them thing.
That is a them thing. Like, I honestly don't care. Like, please.
Yeah.
Take your pain somewhere else because I don't want to be bothered with it. But I literally killed that. I love that response. Okay.
I'm running.
Guys, do you remember in another podcast when I said Adrian just goes on his phone 24/7? He's literally typing on his phone.
Okay, I was writing a note to myself to say edit podcast tonight.
Okay.
So.
Anyway. So, I just noticed a really big thing lately is jealousy of friends.
Yeah.
And it's not even, I've experienced it many times.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing other people experience it more recently. And I'm like, why? Like, I want my friends to get along.
Yeah. Are you saying like one friend will be jealous that you're hanging out with another friend kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really, not strange because it happens a lot. But yeah. I'm also like, it shouldn't happen because you're allowed to have other friends and
yeah,
you're allowed to see other people. So I don't know why people are like, no, you actually can't hang out with them. Like, and then they get worked up about it.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense in my head, but that's just me.
It doesn't make neither. I don't get it either.
And that's the thing. Like you say, like, you know, you want your friends to get along, but I know in my head, not all my friends are the same and they like
won't.
They and won't, that's just how it is. Like,
that's, yeah, exactly.
And I'd rather...
if they are getting along,
yeah, then you're not going to be like,
stop being
friends. Yeah. Like, I think maybe sometimes like they're scared that you'll be closer to one or whatever, but
it's you different will if, be. Like, it's different if, like, imagine I started like being friends with your friend and cut you out. That's different. But like, no, but like imagine I did that. Yeah. That's different. If I like cut you out. But if I'm hanging out with you guys equally, or like, we're hanging out, then me and you are hanging out, and then all three of us can hang out. I don't see why that's a problem.
I think it goes back to like this whole primary school thing of, well, I was friends first, and I'm like,
that's
sorry,
literally 5 years.
I'm like, get over it. It's... like as you grow up, you meet other people, and you're bound to meet the people your friends are friends with.
Yeah.
Because you're in the same social circle,
mm.
And it's not the end of the world if they become friends with them as well.
Literally. Like, you, I became friends with through another person.
Yeah.
For Nudie, I became friends with through another person. Yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. That's some of my best friends. That's how it's happened. Like, I don't see why that's a problem. Like, I don't understand people's mindsets when they get that jealous. Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, a trusting...
Maybe you just have a brain of a 5-year-old. Oh, it just bothers me. Like, I can't get over it. Like, I just can't.
Story time.
Well, we just wanted to talk about, like, people being jealous of another person's personality.
Yeah.
Because we are both very confident people.
Yep.
And we basically, like, say it as it is. We act ourselves. We're not scared to be ourselves. And a lot of people get jealous because they know that they can't do that.
Yeah, which is again, like, you know...
A them problem.
Yeah, but I want to say take some time to work on yourself and become more confident. And as soon as people say, I can't do that, I'm like, well...
That's your fault.
No, well, you can do that, I'm telling you. Because I was never confident, like, 3-4 years ago.
I've always been confident. Yeah.
Well, some of us are lucky like that. Some of us...
I just don't care. Yeah. Like, I just couldn't care about anyone.
What other people think. Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I just want to be me, and my friends that actually love me will stay with me.
Yeah,
they're not going to ditch me from jealousy.
Yep.
Like, because my friends know who I am, and that's it. That's all I care about. Like, I have my really close friends that I've been friends with for years. I've had friends come and go, but not I haven't known them as long as I've known my current friends now.
Well, yeah, I think my turning point for becoming confident was just, like, the whole coming out thing. Because then it's obviously, like, you know, you be yourself and whatever.
King.
But anyway, then, like, moving forward, after high school going to uni, I was like, well, you're kind of forced to make new friends and meet new people. So if you don't, you're just not helping yourself.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, you know, although you're uncomfortable at the start, you just force yourself to talk to people, whether it's, you know... at a uni class, or, like, I wouldn't be like, talk to someone at a bus stop. Like, I'm not like that.
You just said hello.
But, like, if you have to have that social interaction, obviously that's only one side of confidence, is, like, do that. But if it's another side, if, you know, I don't love myself, like, that's another side of it. Mm. But then, you know, work on that whole self-love thing. And it's not going to happen overnight. Like, it's a year lifelong process.
Yeah.
But anyway, what my point was is leading me to this whole, like, Instagram content creation thing. And now I'm just like, I post pretty much, I want to say a few times a week when I used to post like a few times a month. Because now I'm just like, whatever. I'm going to post whatever I want. If you want to watch it, watch it. If you don't, don't.
Who cares?
And I found it really funny to, maybe this is like me assuming it's jealousy, is, don't know, say I'm killing it. But now that I'm getting sent like packages and things for free, friends who I've been friends for years have never once said, oh my God, you're doing really well, or congratulations, or things like that. But
this means, like, then, yes!
Yeah, there are other two like hype it up, and they're the ones who maybe aren't jealous. But the ones who are don't say anything, but they also then don't support.
Yeah.
Which is when it gets like, not personal, because like I'm like, oh, well, like that's your decision.
But it makes me feel a bit upset. Yeah, like you should, like, be supporting me.
It's like, well, that's a friendship when it's like, yeah, that kind of thing. I think that's when jealousy like gets in between it.
Yeah, I agree. And I know exactly what you mean. It's like when people start seeing you succeed.
Yes.
They get jealous.
Yeah.
Because they're not there.
They're
with
not
you.
Succeeding.
But you know what? Your real friends will be by your side with your success. The ones that aren't will be falling behind.
When we get invited to events, guess you'll be the one there. Everyone else? Not everyone. Most of the other people? Guess you can watch.
95%.
No, I'd say 95%.
Really?
I'd say, like, there's a top 5% that are like, killing it, keep going, whatever. Other ones? I'm falling behind.
Sorry, 95%.
Pick up your game.
No, I think that's...
No, maybe not that high, but it's... like, shook me a bit.
Yeah. That's... I am not surprised. Yeah. Because people don't like to see you succeed unless they're succeeding too.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. A lot of people don't like to see people having success.
And then I don't know, if... I guess it still does tie into jealousy, but it's like, when people are jealous over other people of their journeys and things...
Yeah.
Like, you're on your own journey.
Yeah.
So you can't compare yourself to someone else's success. Like, obviously, you know, you can always be like, oh, I wish I
imagine if that's like, if I'm like, why aren't I getting sent packages and I'm not even doing anything
But that's
for
what I mean. Like, people who are complaining about it, they're not going down this path of, like, interest. Like, it has
and
nothing
it's hard
to do
work.
Yeah, but it's like, you're not even interested in the field, so why are you,
why are you
jealous of it?
Why are you jealous of me?
I don't know, that's one example.
Okay, end of this thing, what we can come out of this with, this podcast, is that everyone's jealous of us. You thought I was going to say something inspirational.
Be really inspirational.
Everyone's jealous
of us. I was like,
oh,
what's this like, wisdom that she's going to throw at me this time? But
this time? Hype me up.
You're just full of wisdom.
Oh. But yeah, no, everyone's jealous of us, and if you're not, that's why you're in our life.
If you're listening to this
and you don't feel any jealousy towards us, then you're our
10
friend.
Points.
If you do, get out.
No, I think what to take away, sum it up in 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to be jealous in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. It's about how you handle it.
Yeah, I agree. That's definitely the major thing.
I know I said 3 points, but I can't think of another 2 right now.
Another thing I would suggest as a person who is rarely jealous these days is just think of jealousy as like ugly. Like when I think of jealousy, I'm like, ugh.
Green-eyed
like,
monster.
Yuck.
Why do they call it a monster?
Yeah. I'm like, ew. Like I don't want that feeling on me. I don't want it near me. Like that's why when people get jealous around me, I'm like, ugh. Like get away.
Get away like that moth.
Like the moth that's flying around our heads. Yeah, so that's another thing that I think of. I think it's like yuck, like slime. Yeah. Like, that's how I picture it. I picture it as like a green, like, slime, like yuck. Like, I couldn't. Like, get off. Like, that's what...
Yeah.
That's another thing.
I think the other thing is, if you feel it, then...
Cancel it.
Or cancel it. And take some time to reflect on why it's happening, how you can overcome it, and what you have to work on.
Instead of attacking
someone. Yeah. Because we all have to work on things within ourselves. I don't care how perfect you say you are.
You're not.
Didn't want to be the one to say it, but
you're not.
Let's address the elephant
in
the room.
We're all thinking it.
The green-eyed monster.
Nobody's perfect as Tana Mojo, as Hannah Montana once said. it was Hannah Montana. Because then Selena Gomez had that other one.
I don't know.
Like, who says you're not perfect?
Ah...
Hannah Montana, I keep saying Tana Mojo. Hannah Montana said, nobody's perfect, so take those wise words and use them wisely. Okay. Phrase of the week. This week, the phrase of the week is, drum roll, I hated this.
So did I. Sounds like
a you problem.
This
was literally our mantra when we were in Queensland.
When I say we said it every
we said every 10 day, minutes. Every 10 minutes to every person, even if we didn't know them, we just killed it.
And I think it kind of does tie into this topic.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, if you're
Wait, ask me what it means.
And what does this mean? What do you think it's a you problem means?
It just means that if you have a problem that shouldn't involve other people, then it's your problem, not others.
Yep.
So keep it to yourself, because no one cares. Jokes! We care, but like, sort it out. Don't make it other people's problem.
Yeah.
It can be a you problem and you can talk about it, but don't make it other people's. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Like jealousy.
Yeah, literally.
Maybe consider it by yourself first.
Yeah.
And why are you jealous?
Like, or I'm jealous of that person's confidence. Instead of hurting them, hurt yourself.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Instead of hurting them, think about it yourself and go like, well, I can be confident if I try.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of putting someone else down for being themselves.
Yep.
Per.
Killed it.
And what's your suggestion of the week, Adrian?
All right. My suggestion of the week is... try a new foundation. Ew. Ooh. I hated that. Try a new foundation if you use foundation. There are three that I'm going to recommend to you right now. One, L'Oreal True Match for an everyday. Revlon Candid Glow for a glowy everyday. And three, Morphe just released one called Filter Effect Soft Focus Foundation. I tried all three.
Is that for an everyday?
Yeah, also for everyday. This is like an everyday vibe.
Okay.
And also, so easy if you're lazy like me, you can use your fingers. And I'm being serious.
But anyways, don't use your fingers.
You can put a little pump on like your face and just rub it in. Or one of my... there's a moth flying.
Can you... get out. Moth. Melinda.
No.
Belinda. More like Melinda the moth. Okay, anyway.
One of my tips and tricks. If you don't want, like, a full foundation base, mix it in with some moisturizer. Make it tinted. So, go to either Mecca or Chemist Warehouse and give it a try. So cheap, affordable, easy to use.
How much is it?
Good question. They were all under $30. Under 30 for under 30. All three.
Oh, that's really good.
Each.
Oh,
so, wow. Killed it.
Wow. That's incredible. See, that's fake. What's
your suggestion of the week?
I have no idea. My suggestion of the week is to buy a Polaroid camera. Because, although I've had one for quite a while, when we were in Queensland, I used it so much. Mm. And we got some mad photos.
Yeah.
Like, we really killed it. And it's just, like, a fun little memento to have. And I just made, like, a little Polaroid wall in my room. And it's just, like, cool to, like, look back at the memories. And, like, it's just, like, artsy. I feel like Polaroids are just artsy Tumblr and, like, vibes. Cute. And, like, like, vibey. And, Melinda! Get out! Oh my god! Ooh, she turns vicious. Anyway, shivers, Melinda. Anyway, so buy a Polaroid because they're really fun and easy to use and simple. Mm. Like, you don't need to be a photographer or anything to know how to use it. It's literally, it's got other settings, but most of the time you just have it on the one setting and you get to keep the photo. So that's cool. And then there's like this scanner app. I actually love this app. Wait, what's it called? So there's this app called PhotoScan, and it scans your Polaroids. And what it does is it takes like four different photos of the Polaroid. And so that way, when it scans it, it doesn't get any glare or anything like a normal like notes or something normal scanning app would do. But because it takes the four different angles, it gets all the angles without the glare.
so good.
So yeah, that's another thing that you can get. If you have the Polaroid already, it's called Photo Scan, and it's got a blue square in it on the app. So I don't really know how to show you guys, but like, it's really good. And yeah.
Kills it.
That's it. All right, Queenies, that wraps up today's episode.
Thanks for tuning in, and until next time,
stay Queens Essential.
See ya.
Bye.